Shalom, this is Eli Rothberger from the Yisrael Pasei Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua, Insights to the Daf series. We are currently learning Maseches Sota. Our Daf is Daf Hei, and the topic of the Shir is, yes, we can even say Gemara on, we can even say a Shir on these Gemaras. Definitely an interesting Shir topic. We can even say a Shir on these Gemaras. What exactly are we referring to? So, if you've noticed, most of the Daf, both the homeless, the entire Daf Hem and Aleph, actually coming back from like Dal and Beis, and a good section of Hey and Beis, all talk about an Agadita topic, which is called the which is about the dangers of Gasas HaRuach. Gasas HaRuach can be translated as conceit, pride, and arrogance. And the question is, what type of a shir could we make? Obviously, we know that these are bad midos, in fact. This week's parsha in America, last week's parsha, which I read yesterday in Eretz Yisrael, brings up the story of Moshe Rabbeinu and his sister and brother Aaron, where they had some complaints against him. And of course, we know Miriam got saras for speaking against Moshe Rabbeinu. But in the process of introducing the story, the Torah has a postscript which says, Ish Moshe Anav Ma'od, and the man Moshe was very humble. We call Adam Asher Al Pnei Adamah. From anybody who lived on earth, and even Ezra explains what exactly does that mean, humble. And he writes, "B'mishkal shalo," in his makeup, "V'atam shalo bikesh gadul alechav." He didn't seek honor over anybody. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu was a very humble person, and he knew he achieved great heights. Humble doesn't mean to be in denial, but humble means what do you do with your accomplishments? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't seek any extra honor over anybody. That is obviously the exact opposite of Gasas HaRuach. Gasas HaRuach is when somebody goes ahead and wants to be, feel the need to be honored, feel to lord over people. The Das HaKeinim, in explaining this story a little bit further, where Miriam and Aaron were discussing Moshe's wife, Tzipora, who was, according to Chazal, a Midyani princess. The Torah says, the Das HaKeinim say, Magid lecha kasuv shlo machmas gaiva lekacha, elai sasibol mazel. Is that Moshe hadn't married her from a sense of pride, but rather the circumstances that led to the marriage. It was Basher, that's what it had to been. It was part of his mazel. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do anything that showed that he felt that he was superior to everybody else. Somebody who has Gasas HaRuach, somebody who has extra pride or extra gaiva, does that. And our Gemara, starting from the bottom, from the middle of Dalam and Beis, has been discussing the evils of this midah. Finally, towards the top of Daf Hey and Aleph, asks the following question: what's the source where one can't have this inflated sense of arrogance or pride? So Amr is the Rav. Amr is the Iri. Rav quotes the Iri, who's saying Shimu v'hazinu al tigbahu. There's a pasuk that we bring down from Nach, which says, "Listen very closely," and the rule is al tigbo, it's a pasuk from Yirmiyahu, which says, don't be haughty. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak has a different pasuk, which says, Amar mehacha, v'ram levavecha v'shachachta. Your heart will become haughty, and you'll forget. And subsequently it says, Sisham melecha pentishkachas Hashem elokecha. You should guard yourself lest you forget Hashem, your God. Uch Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi Eloi, Amar Avin, Amar Rabbi Eloi, though anytime the Torah formulates a command or an idea with the words Hishomer, guard yourself, pen, lest, or al, don't, in addition, of course, to the word lo, these are all ways to formulate a lo sase. So you see, Vrem levavecho v'shachachto, you get haughty and you forget, and don't forget Hashem. So Rashi explains that according to Menachem Bar Yitzchak, the idea of arrogance is directly caused to forgetting Hashem. As Rashi says, Alma, migolva leiv balide shikha. From haughtiness you come to forgetfulness. Sheshokheach is boro, that you forget your creator. Uvis shikha humuzar, yishomer lecha pentishka. And the avera is on the forgetting. Guard yourself so you're not forgetting. So it's almost like to say, according to the Rashi's understanding it, that Gas of Ruach itself is not so much an avera as to what it causes. I'll give you an example from the physical world. We know, let's say, there's a strong correlation between smoking and lung cancer, unfortunately. So what happens? We see the physical behavior of smoking leads to the physical disease of lung cancer. Here, the midos, I guess the psychological behavior of arrogance, leads to forgetting Hashem. And the issue isn't as much per se the arrogant behavior, at least so to speak, according to this, but rather the end result. Obviously, arrogant behavior is not going to be good. But look what's going to happen. You're going to completely forget Hashem. And how this works, excuse me, in terms of setting the parameters of this avera, there's actually a machlokas rishonim on this. The smak, the sefer mitzvos katan, explains that the idea can be found in the psukim which follows the warning listed by Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Again, it says, Yisham alcha pentishkach as Hashem alokecha, guard yourself so you don't forget Hashem. And what do we know about Hashem? It says, Hamaluch chabam bar hagadol v'hanora, who guides you in this great awesome desert, Nachash saraf yakrov, home to snakes and scorpions, v'tzimona sherei mayim, in a thirst without any water, and he provides you with water from the stone, i.e. Miriam's Be'er. Feeds you man in the desert that nobody else knew of, in order to afflict you, in order to test you, so you'll do good at the end. Again, that was the whole purpose, is to teach us the idea of self-sustenance, of being the stopic b'mua, teach us to go ahead and rely on Hashem. And what happens, via martal bilvavecha, and then afterwards a person could say, kochi v'yotze miyodiyo asaliyah sechayu lazeh. It was my strength that went ahead and did it. A person's arrogance can lead him to forgetting about the source of all his blessings in the world. Here Hashem has given him so much. It's not just in the midbar, when you're not getting, where you're getting, and you visually can see the be'er on the mud. But when we're living in Eretz Yisrael, in the times of the Torah, or times post-Torah, or even today's world, when we have all these wonderful blessings, everything we have is a gift. And we shouldn't be arrogant about it, thinking that, oh, we're great because of it, but rather gracious in a humble way, like the Ibn Ezra said earlier, that acting like you're greater than anybody else. Somebody who has this gasas haruach forgets that Hashem, forgetting that you're doing is, you're forgetting that Hashem has put source of brach into this world, and when you start to think it comes from you, that's when you're subject to all the terrible descriptions written in the Gemara. Now, both the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah have a different take on this, and they say that the Isser of Gasas HaRuach is not exclusive or even limited to forgetting Hashem. And in fact, Rabbeinu Yonah in Chelik Gimel in Hilchos Tshuva, in the Shara Tshuva, and the Ramban and Parsha Shoftim bring a totally, totally different connection to this idea. They connect the Ram Levavecha to a pasuk mentioned by the Melech. By a Melech, it says, Levilti Rum Levavo Me'echav. All these mitzvos that the Torah gives, the extra mitzvos that the Torah gives to a king, not having too many horses, not too much gold and silver, not too many wives, always writing a Sefer Torah and carrying a Sefer Torah for him, are to prevent rum levavo me'echav, that he should not be more arrogant. And Rabbeinu Yonah writes down, "Who's harnu bazel lahaser minafshenu midas hagav." From here, we're all warned to remove the attribute of haughtiness from our souls. Shlo yizgoy hagadol alakatan, ach ayoyes shafel ruach. That nobody who's greater should lord over somebody who's less greater. The Ramban takes it a step further and spells it out a little bit more. The Ramban says, "Nirmas bekan b'Torah iser hageus, ki akosuv yimnas hamelach megeus muromus haliv." that the Torah goes and tries to stop a king from being too haughty. And certainly those who do not even have that, it's not even proper for them to be haughty. A side post, we know the Torah, the Gemara tells us, Melech Shemachal HaKavodo Kore No Machal. A king is not allowed to have mechila. He's not allowed to give in and say, okay, it's fine. Meaning, somebody comes into your house and a guest sits down and it's in your chair. Okay, you could say, listen, or somebody comes into shul and sits down in your seat. Yes, it could be your seat, but you could say, okay, fine, I'll be mevater on it. Your child can come over to you and say, Abba, can I sit in your chair? The halacha is, you're allowed to be mevater and say, yes, you can. But if somebody wants to sit in the melech's chair, absolutely not, you can't. So Ramban says, even though that, yes, there is a built-in positional gaiva, to say, self-respect of the position that you have to have, nonetheless, if he can't have gaiva, certainly we can't have gaiva either. So we see two sources. One saying that the gaiva leads one to forget Hashem and brings in the idea of kol chivo tzemiyadi, that's the idea of the smak. And then you have the idea of the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah who say that the gasas haruach that we're speaking about is such that leads to what? It leads to having gaiva with others, people lording over other people in a way that a melech shouldn't lord over people. So what exactly is the machlokas over here? So there's a sefer called Ha'aros Ubi'urin, came out a number of years ago from Lakewood, where a chabura of Yungalite who were learning Masechta Sota put together their Ha'aros and thoughts. They analyze this machlokas over here, and they explain the following. What exactly is the scope of this Aveira? The smak, who connects it completely with Kochi V'yotza Miyandi, will say that this is what we will call a Bein Adam L'makom issue. Gas Saruach, as defined by the Gemara, applies only to Gas Saruach that you have with Hashem, so to speak. Thinking, you know, I'm a great person without thinking to stop it, without stopping to thank Hashem for what you have. According to Rabbeinu Yonah in the Ramban, there's also a Bein Adam L'chavero aspect to it as well. That a person who goes ahead and lords over people is also subject to this. Now, of course, practically, you're going to say that this Aveira, or this issue, whether it's being Adam L'chavero or being Adam L'makom, as far as meeting at an onesh, it's not going to make a difference anyway. Because, well, number one, it's a lav she'in b'maisan. Right? In order to go ahead and give out malkos for a lav, it has to be something which is objectively observable, that you actually saw somebody doing an Aveira here. You can't, first of all, you're not doing anything by being arrogant, necessarily, by just thinking those thoughts. And it's not observable. How do you know? I'm standing next to you. How do I know that you're not thinking that you're greater than me? However, one could bring it down from a Gemara. One could bring a nafkamina from a Gemara that we just brought down previously, way at the bottom of the Halakha of Beis. So there is a pasuk which says, discussing this whole idea, it says, quoting it on the pasuk, it says, Yod liyod lo yinakeh. It was the completion of a pasuk that was quoted above. What does it mean exactly, yod liyod? So there are a whole bunch of different interpretations, excuse me, offered by the Amoraim, describing somebody who is, has kasus ruach, and the final one mentioned on the top line of Haman Aleph is El Amar of Riochanan, Afilo Osa Tzedakah B'Seser. Even if somebody gives Tzedakah in secret, Dichsiv Ba, and it's written describing it, Mata B'Seser Yechat Be'af, giving a Tzedakah in secret will cover up any anger by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lo Yinak Medina Shal Gehenim. Still, if he's an arrogant person, he's not going to be saved from Gehenna. Now, what kind of arrogance could be that a person's giving tzedakah? If you're talking about the idea that what? That a person feels that, oh, I'm great because Hashem gave me all this stuff and I forget where things came from. And I think it's all because of my success and not a Kodesh Baruch Hu helping me. Well, giving tzedakah, how is that showing any arrogance? Adarabba. That's doing very well. You're showing humility. You're showing that, you know, what Hashem gave me, I'm using to help other ones. So according to the Smak, this should not be an instance of expressing gaiva. according to the Ramban, though, and Rabbi Meir Yonah, it's true that a person is doing this mitzvah, and he's even doing it b'seser, yet if he feels a little higher and mighty than this person, saying, ha, I'm so great, look at this guy, I'm going to give him tzedakah, yes, I'm going to do it so he doesn't get embarrassed, but when I look at him, I'm going to feel that I'm a better person than him. So this way, your gaiva is actually almost ruining that mitzvah, and just the opposite. You think you're doing something great, yet it says in the Gemara, a terrible thing, well, you're not going to be dina shel gehenna. So you do see an example of where this can be, on a side, you're going to tell me that maybe, wait a second, but then the Gemara doesn't mean it's done as a manafkamina, the Gemara brings it down as a pasuk. So the truth is, there is a different girsa, and there's a girsa that says this is not talking about Gavos Alev, Gassaruach, it's talking about Baalishas Ish. Maybe the Smak will learn it that way. That's not our area of concern right now. But we have a different question that we have in the Smak. And that is, if I had to ask you who's the primary recipient of this Gassaruach, meaning who's this target against you, being arrogant the way you deal with Hashem, or arrogant the way you deal with people, most of us would say, you can't be arrogant when you deal with people. It's a pretty clear thing there. It teaches us in kindergarten. But the way the Smak is understanding it, seems to say that there is no iser of gasas haruach bin adam lechaver. How is that possible? So the truth is, the Haris and Be'urim bring down a mabit in his sefer Beis Elokim, who brings down a mashal of a king who hired two avadim. One was stronger and one was weaker. The stronger was given double the amount the worker was given to do, and the weaker one because he was able to do it. At the end of the day, the stronger one completed only 3/4 of his work, while the weaker one completed 100. Because completed 100% of his work. Meaning, let's say, the weaker worker was supposed to schlep 10 cartons, the stronger worker was supposed to schlep 100, the weaker worker does 10, the stronger worker gets 75, and for his achievements, he actually gets a beating, and he complains. The other average only did much less than him. I moved 75, he moved 10. Why am I getting beaten on him? And he was told there's a difference. He did all he could. His potential was complete. You, however, only did 75% that was asked of you. And that's why you're getting beaten. And the idea that we're explaining is, it's because people are not all equal. Each person has a different potential, an output, and a tafkid, mission in life. And a person really has no right to be arrogant of another person because you don't know the circumstances, the situations, or whatnot. A person who is going ahead and acting like you're better than somebody else is, in effect, what? Showing almost like you're being arrogant and neged Hashem. It's like you're having like a pagam in your emuna by thinking you're bigger than you. You're thinking you're bigger than somebody else. You claim to know that you have the same challenges and the same potential. You're exhibiting a godlike tendency in terms of doing this. This could what means that gas is a ruach is connected to Hashem. Meaning, understanding that the idea of the smak is like this, it means that it would apply to, in theory, you could apply it, using this Mabit's explanation, you could apply Gasas HaRuach to human beings also, your interaction with other people. The question is this just what we would call a mitzvah bein adam l'mako, bein adam l'chaveru? Understanding it right now it becomes a little bit more of an academic issue in terms of, yes, is it bein adam l'chaveru versus bein adam l'mako, because we could throw this aspect in there, but it does broaden things a little bit to the point where actually now you have the smak applying it to being adam l'chaveru and adam l'makom, where this idea of gas saruch that we're talking about is being adam l'chaveru only for the Ramban. So using this explanation of the Mabit and this mashal, it would come out that according to the smak, v'shachachtas Hashem v'nishkachtas Hashem alokacha, would tell you that gasas of ruach is a malady and it's an avera that goes and applies when you act being adam l'chaveru and adam l'makom, where the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah would say it only applies when you act being adam l'chaveru. There's another aspect that which would imply this idea, because the Gemara states there is a good form of gaiva. The Gemara tells us, Amar Chia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Talmud Chacham, Tzarov, Shiebo, Echad, Mishmonish, Abishminis. The Talmud Chacham has to have an eighth of an eighth. Rashi tells us on the spot that it doesn't literally mean an eighth of an eighth, it means a Mishkal Katan, a small measure, even though there are many Rishonim and Achronim who come up with an actual cheshbon to this. Question is, why should this be? So Rashi says, Shlo yu kali harosh mistolen bo, so that people don't make fun of him, v'yidvarav miskavim aleihem bal karchem, that a person, his ideas should be accepted. In other words, what we're talking about over here is we want a chacham. What's a chacham's job? The chacham's job is to teach Torah, to teach awareness of the Kaddosh Baruch Hu. And when people accept his words, it brings a greater Kiddush Hashem. It brings a greater hakara of Hashem in the world. If people don't take him seriously, then our whole religious community is going to suffer. And the whole religious observance is going to suffer. And that's why Talmud Chacham needs the slightest bit of gaiva just to make sure that he doesn't, he doesn't become a pushover. You can apply this also to a Rebbe, to a teacher also. Can you imagine this? Teacher, boy comes into class and he's very chutzpah to the teacher and he starts calling him, whatever, he starts talking back to him, and what the teacher says, it says, oh, ma'od ma'od yehi shfel ruach, I'm going to be okay, it's okay, you can say whatever you want, I'm a nothing, I'm a gornist. You're not going to last, you're not going to be effective. Yet, I'm a Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the same Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak that we said above, it says, lo minah v'lo miktsasa, not even the smallest bit, it says, mizutra d'ksid me tovas Hashem gevalev, ko gevalev, can't do it at all. And the question is, why would Rav Nachman not want this? Obviously, we want to go to make a Kiddush Hashem. And obviously, we want a Rebbe to be effective, we want a Rav to be effective. How can you not have the slightest bit of kaiva? So, the Haris Berurim explains that, again, the same idea is, while it's important to be effective and to make a Kiddush Hashem, the danger of Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, of forgetting Hashem is so great, he says, I can't have any part of it. He doesn't want to take the risk. He says, better, this is what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Shita is, better risk being effective with other people than forgetting Hashem. Interestingly, you know, usually have halacha when it comes to this. However, the Rambam does pasuk like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. But the question is, though, then, so how do Rabbanim, Rebbeim, your even parents, how do we have this idea of gaiva you have to have? You have to teach your children how self-respect. And if you're going to be such a humble person in their eyes, how does it work that, how does it work that you can't have any of it? You're never supposed to get angry. You're never supposed to be forceful. So the truth is, if you look at the Rambam and Perek Beis in Hilchos Deos, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam first describes gaiva, which says you have to be one step to the other. You got to go completely, completely away to the other extreme. And also kas. Anger is a similar idea. And what the Rambam writes is the following. He's speaking about this with kas, but we can always go ahead and apply this with gaiva as well. It says, a person should teach himself not to get angry at things even he normally should do. But if you have to exact your authority on people, so what are you supposed to do? In order that they should do good, you should show that he's angry. But you yourself should be calm. Perhaps the idea the Rambam is saying is this. He says you're supposed to act angry, but don't be angry. Same type of thing as this. Realize this is something you should show that you have pride for, show self-respect, but don't laud yourself for it. And so we see over here, definitely the dangers of gaiva, and how we could apply it to parenting and educational situations, and whether where it applies to whether to Adam B'Makam or also Adam B'Chavero as well. But just so you should know, just to conclude, there's a very difficult sugya to deal with emotionally because this is a life process. The Gemara does mention Nistako Shval Ruach, describing a person who is very humble, Refuna Ver Chista, Chanamar Iti Daka, Vechanamar Ani Es Daka. That what happens, what does the Es Daka mean? So one of the Mandiyomrim explains, I go down to that person. And the Gemara says, "Mistabra ke Mandiyomra ani asdaka shrei kadosh baruch hu niya kol arim v'hagvos v'hishrei shkinasa l'har sinai v'lo gova har sinai l'mal." That when a person acts with humility, you know, they could be arrogant, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to us, brings him into his life, he brings him into our lives. So yes, while it's difficult, showing this humility, either bin Adam al-Makom and Adam al-Chaver according to the Smak, or just even Adam al-Chaver according to the Ramban, even when we have to go ahead and feel we need to push it, but just doing it externally but not internally, that's a way that Kadosh Baruch Hu will come into our lives. And just like the Hashras HaShechina, which took place at Ma'abed Har Sinai, this is something which will go ahead and stay with us all the time when we act in a very humble way. Kol Tov, have a wonderful week.